he's had 20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we work hard, whether or not anyone notices, we'll become better workers. Growing up, I often had coaches remind me that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. What they meant was that only by giving my best in practice would I learn how to give my best during games. To excel in sports, athletes need to give their best whether or not anyone is watching. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." What that means is that God is always watching, even if my boss isn't. Well, that should give us plenty of motivation to do our best all the time. So what if this week I give God my best and make the most of the talents and abilities given me? I'll certainly have a better attitude, and I'll become a better worker, too. And that would be good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Let's visit Pipsqueak and the boys and see what's up at Airport Trailer.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. I want to be a well-rounded trailer. I say you don't say, boy.
Hey, I want to talk to you about my schedule.
Who's this guy? That's Thornton Mellon Trailer. My dad. He's taking me back to school.
When's our first class?
The schedule says 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? No good. I got a massage at 11 o'clock. Tell him to make it 2 o'clock.
These boys will be lucky if they find the campus.
Hey, folks, it's on me. Shakespeare for everyone, okay?
It's time for Midsummer Savings on Big Tex Trailers. With all the rain we've had, it's still hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. You know that Big Tex has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. And it's just about time to start moving cattle. Check Airport Trailer's selection of CM stock trailers. Get to Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups. It's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue until around dark, and then overnight there could be a leftover shower or two, mostly cloudy, overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures around 90 both days, partly sunny skies, generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, 50% both days, low at night around 74. Then on Monday, a 50 to 60% chance of more storms, still humid, high 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog posts and weather videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. Inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. Instagram with a quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N.
Would you like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
Hey, pass me a beer.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! What is this to be stopped?
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
So much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around to have one more. I looked the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3 more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
bigger and better every day. It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's a full house. I'm your gracious host, Greg Budell, my Tom-alike sidekick.
Hey.
He's here, and so is Emily.
Yay!
And here they are.
And a special guest joining us from our Baumhauer's gang. Please welcome Rosie Brock.
Please clap.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi. How you doing?
She has actually been in radio.
Yes.
And she's got a lot of interesting stuff going on, and she's got a great voice. So come and hang out with us some afternoon.
Thank you.
And so here she is.
I feel like I have to behave myself now, though.
Well, yes. This is a mature woman, and you can tell already from the way the show has started that it's had a tremendous effect on my behavior. And Emily's already quaking with fear. She thinks I'm going to go on some epic meltdown.
Oh, you read a headline off of the television, and I asked if you could just wait to have that meltdown about the Democrats until after I left to go get my haircut.
By the way, it's not because she doesn't agree with me. It's because she just doesn't like it when I explode.
I can't experience that. I can't. I've heard it happen on the air, and it scares it.
Just to give you the quick take.
She gets emotional.
I get so emotional, baby.
68 Democratic polls decided to condemn the president for talking tough. He might have hurt Kim Jong-un's feelings today. What are we going to do? But you have nothing to fear. It's not like I've ever melted down on a sidekick before.
I'm gonna jump through that damn glass and I'm gonna smack you. I'm gonna risk prison time if you say that one more time, Susan. One more time, you're gonna get a spanking. I'm gonna take you, I'm gonna put you over my knee, and I'm gonna spank your rear end until it glows in the dark.
I want a divorce. The first woman I've ever wanted to divorce, and I'm not even married to her. How the heck did that happen?
Also want to share something that happened on the morning show today. And Rusty Aldrich, who's like a cat ready to pounce on a mouse, caught it and sent it. And I want to see if you find this as funny as we did this morning.
Did you know, and this might be the pop quiz, the full name of Ugandan dictator Idi Amin. Thank you. Do you know this?
I was around when... This is before you guys were born, so you don't... He used to call my morning show in Miami after he'd eat someone for breakfast. Go ahead.
Idi Amin. Oh. Here's his title. His Excellency, President for Life, Field Marshal Al-Hajid Dr. Idi Amin Dada, VC, DSO, MC, Lord of all the beasts of the earth and fishes of the seas, and conqueror of the British Empire in Africa in general, and Uganda in particular.
That's not Idi Amin, that's John DeVoe.
Oh, that is so good. Emily has no clue.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're both laughing, and I want to laugh too.
Man.
Still don't know.
This is so good.
I mean, that's cool. Don't tell me or anything. Just let me fly out here in oblivion.
We'll show you during a break.
I have to find... Man, I think I've got an email I can show her.
Ooh. Ooh. I knew you'd like that.
It was good. That was good.
I just want to point out that no one has explained it to me. We did the rest of the show. Nobody explained it to me.
And by the way, that was not intended to be mean towards John DeVoe. John has...
Joey started laughing too, so Joey knows.
John DeVoe calls this show Dan's show. Every show he calls every radio station in this city, wherever he can. And he has... Well, he sends out these mass emails, and I've told him, take me off the list, he puts me back on. Take me off the list, he puts me back on after he takes me off. Anyway, at the end of his emails... He has many titles. And it says, so this is some email about some scheduled big event in a park. And he says, sincerely, interim chaplain, Patterson Court Resident Council Neighborhood Association, Amir His Highness Sheikh DeVore, Dr. Walking John DeVoe Malone, W.J. DeVoe Malone, first PhD, Jones.
That's it?
Yes. I think he's also an imam. He's a rabbi.
Oh, wow.
A sheikh.
Dan has a disclaimer that he plays before he puts him on the air.
Oh, yes, I've put that together for Dan. It's our warning / encouragement music, because it
warns, wait, take it down, wait. What's it say? shut up.
It's just 84's opinion, but he says that was my best moment in radio. I told you, if I ever, you know, when I feel like I've had my best moment, that's when it's time to retire.
Done. Hang it up. Hang up the headphones.
Slightly upset with
84.
Oh, there's more I left out. Amir, His Highness Sheikh DeVoe, Dr. Walking John DeVoe, W.J. DeVoe Malone, first PhD Jones, is an international, globally, worldwide, nationally, statewide, locally admired and respected United States of America, state of Alabama, Montgomery County, Alabama, city of Montgomery, Alabama, Autauga County, Alabama, Prattville, Alabama, black, American, born, African, American, African, African, American, African, Native American, and same single sex people, Holocaust genocide, and Inquisition survivor. I'm reading that verbatim from the bottom of his email.
I mean, I thought you were working on one of your pieces or something, but because it's so lengthy.
Yes, my prose is quite purple, but not as purple as this.
Well, just one thing. If you heard that,
it's going to hit the fan.
You know where that's from, right?
It's going to hit the fan.
Come on.
You saw it. You said you
is
saw it.
Is it Airplane?
Yeah.
I mean, I only watched it once. Where was I supposed to watch it more than once?
It's going
to
hit the fan, and this flying turd comes in and hits the fan.
Yeah.
It's funny.
But was I supposed to watch it more than one time?
How could you not?
Well, because...
Did you want to?
Well, Rich had loaned it to me, and I felt I needed to watch it and get it back to Rich.
Here's the reason. Every time you watch it, you're going to catch something you didn't see the first time. Like when Peter Graves is standing at the magazine rack, and you look in, and he's holding up a copy of Modern Sperm magazine. The nun is reading Boy's Life. The boy is reading Nun's Life magazine on the plane. There's so many little subtlety things.
Favorite is still Auto.
Autopilot, yeah.
Autopilot's my favorite thing.
So my favorite part's when the turbulence kicks in.
Do you know what to do if Auto should start deflating while he's serving his...
Yes.
Man, you're really behaving yourself today, Greg.
Oh, man. I gotta go get my hair cut.
You do?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Why don't we go for petties again?
Well, you skipped on the pedicures last time.
I don't have the patience to do both in the same
day. I mean, that's what you do. It's like a moment of relaxation. You get your nail, you get your mani.
I need
a petty.
I need a petty.
And you wonder why people think you...
Shush.
I think, you know, those folks just love you. Because, you know, the Godfather gets your hair cut close to where that is. And that's the Godfather's nail salon. That's how I know about it. And she went in there to get her nails done this time before last. And they said, when are you going to bring Greg and Emily back in? We love Greg. See, did you catch that? When are you going to bring Greg and Emily back in?
We love
Greg.
I told a little bit of David's story because I think it's a good one.
Oh, they're the kindest people.
And they are, and they love this country. Mm-hmm. They love this country, and they went through hell to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of sitting around pissing and moaning 24/7, and where's my free stuff?
They work
their asses off. Rosie, are you still okay?
I'm fine.
Just checking. Just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm hanging in here.
On Fridays, we go all requests. We watch the news to see if there's anything that's really earth-shattering, but we try to, you know, just have some fun. That's what Fridays are for, fun. And if you have a request for one of our most excellent bits or anything you've heard on the show, 272-9228. Is this Pedro or Padro?
Pedro?
You're a little early this week.
Is Miss Amy there?
You mean Emily. Emily is here, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The senorita was not in the other day when I called. I have a yolk for her.
A yolk for her? Oh, well, how special are you?
I'll break an egg.
Miss Emily?
Yes.
What do cats eat on a hot day?
What do cats eat on a hot day? Anybody
want to hazard a guess? Pedro?
I don't know. You can't even do it.
Oh, see, I can, senorita. A mice cream cone.
I have the splitting headache all of a sudden.
Now the bones under my eye sockets are starting to hurt.
Yeah. That is all I have for today.
Thank God.
For you all.
Please clap.
I would like to hear the song you have about my brother.
Who's your brother?
Jose.
Jose, can you see? What do you want to hear?
Yeah, the parody that you have about the Neil Diamond song.
Jose. Oh, Snuck Into America?
Please, Mr.
Sure.
Greig.
Yeah, that's a good song. No, we'll play that. Absolutely.
Thank you, senor.
Thank
you. Have a nice day.
All right. Delta Tango.
I'm so glad you didn't tell a joke today. Glorious, wonderful. Could you please play, I haven't heard him in a while, Little Morgan Freeman. Your choice, which one you want to play.
Okay, that's easy enough to do. We'll be happy to comply.
You know, I don't like to talk about my golf game because my predecessor played too much golf, but I went out golfing the other day, came home to Melania, and one of Pedro's brothers, Juan, was messing around with Melania. So I reached in my golf bag and I pulled out my golf gun and I shot him.
Uh-huh.
With my golf gun.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're supposed to say, what's a golf gun?
What's a golf gun?
I don't know, but it put a hole in one.
Okay. Well, we really had to work for that one.
We did, but...
Wrong. It's so wrong.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. This is why I don't do the afternoon show. I'm too much of a giggle box.
There's so many impersonators out there, and they don't have any clue how to do me.
No, they don't. I can't do it.
Wrong.
I'd practice if I had the time. I'm just busy. 272-9228, Baumhauer's Big Shot Opportunity. And by the way, our current winner, Cooter, has yet to call and claim his prize.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Cooter, seriously?
Yeah. We drew his name.
Seriously?
We drew his number this week.
Three times I set you up for airplane, and three times you denied me.
Wrong.
Do me do that again?
I can't. Seriously?
No. Oh.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
What you should have said, if you really wanted to set me up, was, he hasn't called.
Shirley.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
The moment has passed.
Yeah.
Well, it's passed.
You didn't really tee it up properly.
You know what? I'm out of my element, and I should just leave.
Well, nobody's making. Well, you got an appointment.
Yeah, I'm going to chop all my hair off today.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Because I have very thick hair. It's very heavy. It has nothing's going on with it right now except for it lives in what Jack Campbell calls a doo-doo bun on top of my head.
Doo-doo bun?
He's like, it looks like you got a cow patty on top of your head. I said, thanks, Jack Campbell.
Actually, it's more like a dimmer switch, you know?
It's too much. It's heavy. It's thick. It's too long. There's nothing going on. So my good friend Ashley Conway is going to chop it off.
Where's that? What salon is that?
So Sweet Salon 140. Sweet 140. Hold on, I'll tell you. That's the wrong box.
Because I used to have my hair cut by somebody named Ashley.
Oh, she's the best.
And she stopped. This is years ago. Stopped because she was having a baby.
What, was she younger?
Yeah.
Like around my age?
Yeah.
Not that I'm young.
No, you're young.
I'm young-ish. Where is it? Ashley. I accepted a whole bunch of friend requests today. I'm trying to work through all these kind folks that listen to our show. She works at Sweet 140 Salon.
Sweet 140 Salon.
Yeah, Ashley.
Well, when you go over there, ask if she remembers cutting my hair years ago.
Years ago? Where was she working then?
Over in Old Cougardale somewhere.
Old Cougardale?
Yeah.
Well.
JoJo.
Yeah, those last couple of callers really need to get it together. I got a request. Could you do some George Carlin?
Sure.
Yeah.
That Saved the Planet.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I love that. Okay. That you know, isn't it amazing how much of his stuff is more pertinent today than it was when he did it?
Yeah. Anyway, you can do that after 5:30. Yeah, that's okay too.
You want me to do it after 5:30 or now? I'll do it right now or after 5:30?
After 5:30, I'll have somebody with me.
All right, I am pasting that in the 5 o'clock. By paste, I mean I'm actually putting it on the log so it will automatically play.
Yeah, he can't mess it up.
Right around 5:30, 5:40. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call, Fred. We need you to hold. We got to take a quick break here at 3:27. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for letting me stop by.
Should we play the Emily Goodbye song?
No, you just play the WKRP part. That's fine.
I don't have just the WKRP
Then part. We need to get on that because that bye-bye is just amazing.
We'll just say have a nice afternoon.
Thanks.
Have a nice
Emily.
Haircut.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And we'll see your bun on Monday morning.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I approve this message.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For Pedro's brother.
Plan.
Request for Pedro on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV 331. Well, I certainly hope we don't see a repeat of the weather that developed yesterday. We actually did a pretty darn good job of following the events of yesterday afternoon, right around 4:30, remember we saw the entire Montgomery metro area was rain-free, but we were encircled
yes.
by those big thunderstorms.
It scared me a little bit.
And I held you and you got past it. It's okay.
You did not hold me. I held myself.
It as I always ominous. Do.
That's just I hold myself too. Whenever I get frightened, it's always
right.
instant relief.
Right.
Now today there's thunderstorms out there, but they're mostly to the south. But what happened, I watched the whole radar loop around 7 o'clock last night, and I've never seen it do what it did. We saw that big thunderstorm over Millbrook. We heard it when we were behind the building yesterday, and that thunderstorm started spreading out to the west and then merged with a big storm that was coming in from the Selma area. And by 6 to 6:30 last night, the entire area, all three counties, Northern Montgomery, Elmore, Autauga, completely covered in red. It's rare that you see, I've seen us covered in red and green, but everything was red yesterday afternoon. Now, I see one little thunderstorm popping up just to the south, heading towards 85, looks like the Middleton area. That'll be over and done with quickly, but we're going to watch it because the potential for another outbreak is there this afternoon. We'll get the forecast from Rich coming up. 272-9228, all requests Friday. And, oh, this is Amy from the... Amy, you're from the group that endorsed Mo Brooks. Is that
Women correct? Vote Trump?
Yeah. Women Vote Trump.
Hold on. Sorry.
Amy.
Hey.
Hi. You're with the Women Vote Trump group.
Yes, I am.
Can you hang on for just a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I can call back if you want me to.
It'll be about 6 minutes, so you can either hold or call us back.
I'll hold. I don't mind.
All right, we'll try.
Whatever's best for you.
We'll try and make it as painless. Well, we don't want to have to cut you short. I'd rather give you a few minutes to...
Okay. No, that's fine. I have the rest of the afternoon, so I'm good.
All right, good. Thanks. Hang on there. All right, so we've discussed the rain. We'll have the forecast update from Rich and our first look at the roads here in just a second. I'd like to take a moment if part of your weekend plan is to check out a car for a first-time driver in the family. Maybe you need something larger if you're part of a carpool this year, or you're sending somebody off to college. And yesterday, man, I held my breath, literally, the entire time I was on Interstate 85 in that monsoon. Almost thought I was going to hydroplane for a second, and we saw what happened to one of our co-workers just a few weeks ago in a heavy storm like that. Idiots with their flashers on, and somehow activating the emergency flasher gives them permission to drive like 70 miles an hour in this driving rain. I'm thinking, this is insane.
Yeah.
So when you see that, you think safety. And at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, in that exclusive section of cars under $10,000, you have some really great choices for a first-time driver that will keep them safe. 2005 Volkswagen Jetta. We don't know the color yet. It could be the second coming of Joan Jetta. We'll find out Monday morning. But that is a very safe car. That's why it was Janelle's first car. The Volvo XC90, it's an SUV. It's got very low mileage on it, only $5,800, one of the safest SUVs on the road. A Mercedes, you can't go wrong there, and this is just an incredible deal. This may just be a fun mobile for somebody. A 99 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, $59.99, only has 61,000 original miles on it. That's amazing. The Nissan Murano is also a very nice SUV, great for carpooling or if you have to haul a lot of stuff around. A 2006, only $6,800. Now, these cars all have one thing in common. The bodies are in excellent condition. The vehicle histories are good. The interiors were well maintained. These are cars that, from a visceral standpoint, are great to be in or be seen in. But most importantly, David Ingram has the mechanics there check these vehicles out very thoroughly. They have to earn their way into this category because they're not going to resell somebody else's troubles. So you can depend on them, too. Stop by and see Tip Tames and his incredible team at Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com, 235 Eastern Boulevard, or browse online and see dozens of pictures of each vehicle at Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, starting off the afternoon with an injury accident. It's right in front of Baptist South on South Boulevard, so be careful over that way. The rest of the boulevard looks okay, though. Don't see anything on the interstate systems, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, and it looks like Taylor and Vaughn are all quiet so far this afternoon. The number one selling car in America for 15 years straight is the Toyota Camry. You can purchase, not lease, a new 2017 Camry for as low as $299 per month at Reinhardt Toyota. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. Reinhardt Toyota, just sign and drive. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police were called to Wimbledon Road. That's off Virginia Loop. And when they arrived, they found a man who had been shot. The wound was non-life threatening. He was transported. Police still trying to sort out exactly what happened. The city now has 19 new cops. The officers have completed a 20-week training program, and they're going to be assigned to the MPD's patrol division. The city of Montgomery cut the ribbon on the new Dexter Alley yesterday. It connects the parking deck at Washington Street to historic Dexter Avenue. Now, the Dexter Alley is a public-private partnership. That's with Foshi Companies and the Dexter Group. They hope to increase business in downtown Montgomery. In the alley, you will find the new Mama Goldbergs and Frios Popsicles. That's your headlines. And as Governor Kay Ivey would say, sugar, y'all have a good weekend. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue until around dark, and then overnight there could be a leftover shower or two, mostly cloudy, overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures around 90 both days, partly sunny skies, generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, 50% both days, low at night around 74. Then on Monday, a 50 to 60% chance of more storms, still humid, high 90. Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog posts and weather videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I, by the way, have activated our super butt Doppler system.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I just set it up outside, so if it rains, we'll know when we have the wet butt. We'll be right back.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance no sales plus tax. Tag title and dot fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Ugh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's gonna cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable! He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. Some of my favorite moves are the double twist, and of course, the Biles. But my favorite move is nailing a perfect landing right between my amazing parents who adopted me.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S. Help them get ready for school by donating new school supplies to Mattress Firm's Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation. To donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Come to a Mattress Firm today and donate school supplies to help a foster child in your community.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks.
Luther Strange? He isn't telling the truth again. He wants voters to think I was a never-Trumper. But the truth is, I wrote a $2,500 check to help President Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And in Congress, I vote with President Trump 95% of the time. That's a fact. You can look it up. I'm a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and I can assure you, none of us would ever support Hillary Clinton. So who are you going to believe? Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange? Or conservative thought leaders like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and Mark Levin? America's Tea Party Patriots Organization and Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers. They have all endorsed me because of my rock-solid conservative record and because I support President Trump's America First agenda. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. I ask for your vote, and I approve this message.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough?
That's tough enough.
Maybe it wasn't tough enough. If anything,
that's tough enough.
Maybe that statement wasn't tough enough.
That's tough enough.
That statement may not be tough enough.
That's tough enough.
And today's 68 Democrats, they're looking for a safe space because he sounded so mean talking to Kim Jong-un that way. How do we elect these bedwetters to public office? That's the question. Joining us on the phone, Amy Kramer from Women for Trump. That's the correct name for the organization?
Yes, Women for Trump.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure. I'm a guy for Trump. I believe in our president. I would love to choke. I better be careful. I would love to bitch slap Mitch McConnell. I really would. Every time I see that sorry face of his, those two dumplings with the lips in between going, oh, blah, 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 expectations are too high. Oh, blah, he doesn't know how it works here. Yeah, we do know how it works. That's why we elected him. Maybe that he could some change. However, the question I have is Mitch McConnell's candidate in this election is Luther Strange. And the president endorsed him, and that's the first thing he's done, really, that has seems to have
ruffled feathers.
Yeah. So how does this all play out? And give us your take on it, please.
So, well, Women for Trump, we endorsed Mo Brooks last week, and we did so because we think he is the one that has he's a conservative fighter who's battle-tested. He's been up there in the trenches fighting for us. All these years, not only against the Democrats, but also against our own party. And he is the one that has the legislative experience that will not allow the swamp monsters who don't want to repeal and replace Obamacare and do the things that President Trump wants to do with his America First agenda. They're trying to thwart it and stop it. And Mo Brooks has a legislative experience. He's not going to let that happen. He's the only one in this race that that we can say that about because he's in the Congress and he has the relationships already in the U.S. Senate with Cruz and Lee and Rand Paul and those guys that are working to push the America First agenda. What I'll say about President Trump is, God love him. I am so grateful he's there and doing the work that he promised to do. How refreshing is that, that we actually have somebody in Washington that's doing what they promised to do? He got this one wrong, I understand that I don't have any inside information, but what I think probably happened is he probably made a deal with McConnell because he
That's
does need McConnell's help. Yeah, passing tax reform and repeal and replace. But the fact of the matter is, guys, you shouldn't be making deals with you shouldn't have to make deals with your own party when you have the same agenda. The problem here is that President Trump's agenda and our agenda is not Mitch McConnell's agenda. Just imagine a U.S. Senate without Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul and Marco Rubio and Pat Toomey. All of those guys that are in the Senate, some of them are more conservative than others. We know who they are. But McConnell supported people that ran against every one of them. David Dewhurst against Cruz, Bob Bennett against Mike Lee, Charlie Crist against Marco Rubio. Charlie Crist is now a Democrat. Trey Grayson, who switched from Democrat to run as a Republican, he supported Trey Grayson over Rand Paul. Mitch McConnell's dream Senate would be a Senate without our guys. And now Mitch McConnell's trying to bring somebody else up there to reinforce his lack of leadership. A vote for Luther Strange is a vote for Mitch McConnell. So if you think that Mitch McConnell's been doing a good job, by all means, go vote for Luther Strange. But Mitch McConnell's not doing a good job. His leadership has failed, and we need somebody up there who's going to fight for the America First agenda and who has that legislative experience. And there's no one else in this race other than Mo Brooks that could do that.
I like the way you responded to my question by saying the president got this one wrong. However, my speculation yesterday was that maybe there's been some behind-the-scenes chat between the president and Mitch to try and get something. I think McConnell knows he's getting an earful. He's got to be getting an earful for his lameness. He's embarrassing to the Republican Party, to the country.
But he doesn't care. That's the thing, is what people don't understand. McConnell doesn't care. He doesn't care what you and I, he doesn't care what the president thinks. All he cares about is remaining in power. When the president said, why hasn't repeal and replace been done? I'll tell you why. Because McConnell doesn't want it done. Paul Ryan doesn't want it done. All they care about, there are people up there, and y'all may think I'm crazy, but there are people up there that truly would have been okay with Hillary Clinton had she been elected.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I think they were
continue to blame somebody else and campaign and not do anything and continue to put money in their coffers. That's all they're about, is remaining in power. Really want to fix health care? You make them live under the same rules you and I do. That's the only way and the fastest way it's ever going
to
get fixed.
Doesn't the president have that power through Tom Price to take Congress's platinum cushy health care plan away?
He does. And they have to make a decision on that, I believe, by August 21st. And I know that that's being kicked around up there. And I hope that the president does it. I really hope that the president does it, because I truly believe that's the only way it's going to be fixed. I think the president he got wrong information from Mitch McConnell. Listen, Mitch McConnell is an amazing politician. He is an amazing fundraiser. But he is a horrible legislator.
And with emphasis on the whore.
That we need somebody that can... I just watched something this morning where Mitch McConnell cut a deal with Harry Reid at the end of 2009 about the debt ceiling and some other legislation. Cut a deal with Harry Reid. Now, Mitch McConnell was in the Senate as minority leader at the time, and he cut deals with Harry Reid to get this stuff done when they went back to Washington that January. Why is it he's cutting deals with Democrats, but he can't, when we're controlling the Senate, the House, and we have the White House, he can't get anything done because he doesn't want to. He wants to continue to blame somebody else. I mean, it's a complete and utter failure, lack of leadership, and he needs to go. And I know that, we don't usually mess with leadership inside the chambers. That's not something that has happened before. That was the first time. Look, I think that McConnell needs to step down, and I think the American people have had it. And if he doesn't help the president do what he was sent there to do, I think that you're going to see more pressure to push McConnell out of leadership.
Well, the president's
people are tired of it.
The president's approval is on the rise. I've questioned the accuracy of it all along. But it isn't.
Right.
In just a week, it went from 39 to 45 in Rasmussen. I think people are starting to wake up to the fact that the reason nothing's getting done isn't his fault. He's trying. He is getting done what he can do within the realm of the executive branch of government. But, I'm wondering if there's something behind the scenes that I need to know about before I can fully pass judgment on his decision to endorse Luther. Luther got that gig to begin with didn't smell right to me.
Right. None of it's right all the way around. But at the end of the day, and I can see McConnell saying to the president, Mr. President, you want my help. You've got to support my guy, because that's the only way you're going to get my help. He's probably, pulling shenanigans like that. I would not put anything about past McConnell. McConnell said not too long ago, he said that when he was a kid, he wanted to be a professional baseball player. And when he realized that wasn't going to happen, he found the next closest thing that was competitive and about winning, and that was politics. The guy said that. So this is about winning to McConnell. It's not about you and I winning and our families winning and making America great again. This is about McConnell winning. And people need to understand, it, if you truly support President Trump and that America First agenda, then they need to vote for Mo Brooks. Because if you vote for Luther Strange, that is a vote for Mitch McConnell. And if you support Mitch McConnell's leadership, by all means, go for it. But that's not making America great again.
Amy, I've appreciated the chance to talk to you and ask you these questions and your frank responses. And we'll all see Tuesday how it goes.
Well, thanks for having me on. Vote Mo Brooks.
Okay. See, now, I kind of changed our policy here in the afternoon. And that is, if you are part of an organization supporting a candidate, you're welcome to call in, talk about it, endorse. I'm not doing any interviews. I'm done with that. After 7 years, it's like, suppose your boss gave you a project. We're supposed to be, and I realize I'm dealing in the, you know, tiptoeing into the fantasy realm here. We're supposed to be the boss of these people we send to Washington. We said repeal Obamacare. We didn't say replace. Get rid of it. Get the government out. Get the free markets open. Pass some laws that'll create a more competitive environment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, and after 7.5 years, and that's why what she said was very true, I think most, a good number of the Republicans currently in office were hoping for a Hillary win because they could keep making excuses. Well, she's just going to veto it, so why waste the time? We'll pass a bill, we'll make it look good. And then when they had the chance to pass it, oh, suddenly, we're having second thoughts. But if your boss gave you an assignment when you came in at 8 o'clock this morning, and it's 7.5 hours later, and he says, where's this project I assigned you? And you tell him, well, I don't know, just can't do it. How do you think he's going to react? Many of these guys, I hope many of them are going to get primaried and tossed out in the 2018 cycle, because the Democrats are getting crazier. They're not getting politically smarter. Today, Jerry Brown goes to China and says, oh, this is the way it should be done.
James? In China?
Yeah. No, the way China does it is the way we should do it.
Well, Jerry Brown, consider the source.
Well, you know, I don't understand. I mean, I spent a lot of time in California, most of it in the 70s. They're different.
Yes.
They're just different. Yes. I don't know what changes people when they get there, because a lot of them are like the folks in Florida. They came from somewhere else. And then the people that were long-term Californians, they're leaving and taking their liberalism to places like Colorado and screwing up other states, Texas too. They're trying. They tried to do universal health care in California because they're better than the rest of the country. And the budget for that alone doubled their current budget. And the taxes out there are strangling people to begin with. How many people live there? So, yeah, the source, Governor Moonbeam. It is 3:54. Let's grab this call from James. Then we got to get ready for another edition of Fox News. James?
Yes, I am with the Citizens for Self-Government of the Montgomery area. Mm-hmm. We have endorsed Robert Kennedy in the Democrat primary and Randy Brinson in the Republican primary. The reason is, both of these, it's their first foray into politics. They have a private sector business background. Mm-hmm. They're both extremely educated, and they have different views as to the role of government and what government should do. So if they were to win and be in the general election, it would make for a very interesting debate. And so I wanted to share that with your audience.
I'm glad you did, James. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. All right, 3:55. I have had some experience twice having surgeries as a result of somebody else's negligence on the road. And I've learned a lot about how this system works. What you want, the person you want representing you, is somebody that's got to be universally respected, so that when the attorneys and the insurance company representing the driver that turned your life upside down, when they get a call, they're going to take this individual seriously. The law office of Troy King, man who was our advocate for 7 years as Alabama's attorney general, is the guy I believe you should talk to, because when they get a call from him, they know this is not game time here. We're not going to be able to play the string out. because there's two things you want to achieve. One is a just settlement that makes you whole again, that covers the losses and whatever pain and suffering you endured, medical procedures and so forth, lost time from work. You deserve something for that. And then the speed at which this is achieved. And this is a man who can work for you on that, on your behalf, and help you achieve those two results. A just settlement and done in the minimal amount of time possible. So if you have a situation where you've been injured by somebody else's negligence, a drunk driver, a texting driver, distracted driver, truck, he also helps families who have had a loved one who's been abused in a nursing home. 215-4440 is the number. 215-4440, the law offices of Troy King.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Listen to Mo Brooks the other day bragging about attacking President Trump.
I have never taken back any of the words or comments I made. Let's be real clear about that.
Brooks keeps attacking our president.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. He has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults.
Just before the election, Brooks refused to say he'd vote for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
Mo Brooks, a never Trump career politician. President Trump tweeted his endorsement of conservative Luther Strange. The president says, Luther Strange has done a great job representing the people of the great state of Alabama. He has my complete and total endorsement.
I'm Luther Strange. Others attack our president. I'm fighting with him to drain the swamp, stopping illegal immigration with Jeff Sessions. I'm endorsed by the NRA and conservatives all across Alabama. I'll always follow my faith and fight for our conservative Alabama values. I respectfully ask you for your vote. I'm Luther Strange, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Strange for Senate.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check the deals available every day at High Caliber. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can now finance your purchase. Money down or no money down, walk away with your purchase today. Need a gift? It's here. TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, and more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now, about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South, better than gun show prices every day. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, you're family. And now you can finance your purchase at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at